Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Limitless by Jim Quick, a world authority on meta-learning. Published in 2020, this transformative book is a must-read for those who wish to harness the full potential of their brain's capacity and for anyone who has doubted their mental agility or skillfulness to succeed. With Quick's personal story of overcoming a learning disability resulting from a childhood accident, and his triumph in academia and beyond, Limitless lays out a practical framework to unshackle the mind and accomplish seemingly unattainable goals. If you're a lifelong learner with lofty goals, struggling with self-doubt about your learning pace, or you're a hard-working individual trying to balance education with a hectic schedule, this book is tailored for you. Discover how to unleash your brain's boundless ability to learn and grow, to lead an enriched and limitless life. Join us as we explore the insights of Jim Quick's experience in meta-learning, condensed into empowering strategies and knowledge in just 20 minutes. Limitless. Upgrade your brain, learn anything faster, and unlock your exceptional life. Introduction. Unlock your brain's true potential and learn anything you desire. Imagine being the kid in class who just can't keep up, the one who's always a few steps behind, left to watch as his classmates breeze through lessons and exams. That was Jim Quick's reality, due to a brain injury in his childhood, which significantly hampered his learning abilities. Nicknamed the boy with the broken brain, by a thoughtless teacher, Quick faced years of struggle and ebbing self-confidence. But something amazing happened when he reached college. Quick discovered it wasn't about pushing himself harder, it was about learning smarter. He started to unravel the secrets to supercharging his mind, expanding his focus, enhancing his memory, and learning at an accelerated pace. So let's clear the deck and face our own misconceptions. All of us carry false beliefs about our capabilities that we need to shed. This summary is your gateway to overcoming those limitations. You're about to find out how tweaking the way you think, fueling your drive, and refining your learning strategies can set you on a course to becoming limitless. By journeying through this narrative, you'll uncover the remarkable reason taxi drivers boast more developed brains, the role classical music can play in boosting your study regime, and the sobering truth about why your reading abilities may not have progressed since you were in elementary school. Part 1. Beware of letting technology dull your brain's edge. In this era of technological marvels, pondering whether society is better or worse off can be quite the puzzle. Sure, devices like smartphones and tablets offer a digital form of liberation, freeing you from memorizing mundane details. This outsourcing of brain power might initially seem appealing, but is it truly beneficial in the long run? Experts are raising their eyebrows, suggesting that our digital habits could be sapping our mental strength. Consider the multitasking mayhem the digital world traps us in, bouncing between work, fleeting glances at notifications, and replying to messages. Neuroscientist Daniel J. Levitin warns that such juggling can deplete the brain's energy reserves, tossing us into a state of stress and fatigue. The constant barrage of information we're exposed to is staggering. It's no wonder that the influx of data we deal with today has tripled compared to what people encountered in the 1960s. But deluging ourselves with facts isn't the mental workout it appears to be. In fact, the convenience of instant information retrieval can lead to memory atrophy. Neglecting the use of our memory muscles makes them wither. Moreover, our reliance on technology could be dulling our critical thinking skills. In the expanse of the internet, countless opinions battle for attention. While this should be an invitation to expand perspectives, many of us find ourselves stuck in echo chambers, tapping into sources that simply echo our existing views. This habit of seeking confirmation rather than challenge has the insidious effect of eroding our problem-solving abilities and our independent thought. In light of this digital dilemma, Jim Quick suggests that nurturing our brain is more crucial than ever. A simple habit to adopt is carving out a daily half-hour digital detox. No devices, no distractions. Use this precious time to let your mind breathe, inviting relaxation and creative thoughts to flow freely. But fear not the permanent stamp of digitalization on your brain. We possess an incredible organ capable of adaptation and resilience. Let's delve into how our brain's remarkable flexibility can help us bounce back next. Part 2. Your brain's flexibility is your key to transformation. Have you ever caught yourself thinking that you're not smart enough to pick up a new language, or that you're inherently bad at math? When we let the shadows of doubt creep in, we often end up convincing ourselves that we are lesser than we are. This mindset, however, is the very barrier that keeps us from tapping into our brain's boundless potential. It's important to remember that today's struggles don't doom us to perpetual underachievement tomorrow. The concept of neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to modify itself, tells us that the brain is perpetually under construction, able to change and grow throughout our lives. What's more powerful than the realization that change lies within your grasp? Let's light up that tunnel of thought with an example. London's taxi drivers. To earn their stripes, these drivers must undertake the daunting task of memorizing 25,000 intersecting streets within a 6-mile radius, a feat that typically spans 3 to 4 years. This Herculean intellectual effort pays off not just in navigational prowess, but also in literal brain growth, with studies revealing an increase in gray matter within the memory-serving regions of their brains. Indeed, intense learning forges new neural pathways and even augments brain structure. So, what's stopping us from mirroring this transformative learning process? The culprit is often what Quick dubs lies, limited ideas entertained. Consider this pervasive belief that our intelligence quotient, or IQ, is set in stone. The truth, however, isn't so binary. While IQ scores may appear stable, the nature of intelligence is anything but static. The ability to learn can bloom, and the notion of intelligence can evolve with time. The myth of an unchangeable IQ is not just restrictive, it's damaging. The reality is richer. Every one of us has the innate ingredients for genius. It's high time we discard the lies that restrain us and embrace the optimistic view of our capabilities. Let's embark on the journey of embracing our neuroplasticity and unleashing our limitless potential. Part 3. Transform your inner dialogue to cultivate a positive and limitless mindset. In the bustling cityscape of our thoughts, tens of thousands vie for attention every day. Among these, some questions loom larger than others, our dominant questions. These are the repeated queries that shape our mindset and ultimately our reality. Consider the case of the charismatic Will Smith. While filming in the bitter Toronto cold, the author noticed something remarkable about the actor. Smith's underlying question, "How do I make this more magical?" seemed to pilot his every action. He wasn't just acting on screen. He was actively lifting the spirits of those around him, delivering warmth both literally and figuratively with spontaneous acts of kindness. The realization here is simple yet potent. To unshackle the mind, one must replace disheartening thoughts with empowering alternatives. Contemplate the questions that orbit your thoughts most frequently. Are they negative or diminishing, like, how can I be less noticeable? Such interrogatives do a disservice, cloaking the authentic self in a shroud of uncertainty. The way forward? Replace them with questions that ignite power within you, tailored to your individual aspirations. For some, including the author, the empowering questions revolve around self-improvement and understanding the mind's mechanics. These inquiries pave the way for a positive, expansive mindset, which can even yield tangible health benefits. Research links positivity to a remarkable 13% reduction in risks of heart attacks and depression. Next time you stumble upon self-doubt, Phrases beginning with I can't or I'm not flip the script. Remind yourself, I haven't mastered this yet, and draw upon past successes for encouragement. It's the art of rejecting self-defeat and nurturing self-belief. The inner critic, the naysayer within, can be a persistent foe. So give it a comical twist, a fanciful name and outlandish features, and laugh it out of the spotlight. Learn to distinguish its discouraging tone from your true inner voice. Embrace positivity and watch as the doors to life's endless possibilities swing wide open, inviting you to a world of limitless potential. Part 4. Fuel your actions with a clear sense of identity and purpose. In our quest to find our spark in life, we often speak of passion and purpose as if they're one and the same. Each ignites a drive within us, a fervent enthusiasm for something we deeply enjoy. However, it's crucial to understand that passion is an inward flame, rooted in the core of our being and often hidden beneath layers of external expectations. Purpose, contrastingly, radiates outward, seeking to touch the lives around us with its warmth and light. Imagine you're thoroughly engrossed in the art of basket weaving, which is your passion. Your purpose, then, might unfold as you decide to impart this skill to others, sharing the joy and intricacies of the craft. To harness the power of limitless motivation and vitality, it is essential to first unearth your passion and then channel it towards your purpose. Picture a vigorous septuagenarian who, at the crack of dawn each morning, heads to the gym. His motivation isn't a sheer love for weightlifting or the early hours, it's his purpose. He's fueled by the desire to stay agile and energetic enough to keep pace with his lively grandchildren. So, what's the takeaway for you? Reflect on those moments when motivation seems like a distant dream. Ask yourself why you wish to achieve a particular task. When your reason aligns with your purpose, you'll find the motivation to take action. But motivation can also stem from self-identification. How you define yourself can powerfully influence your behavior. Consider a fascinating study at Stanford University. Participants were split into two groups. One group was asked about the importance of voting, while the other pondered the significance of being a voter. The latter group, who connected the act of voting with their identity, showed a 13% higher likelihood of casting their ballots. This reveals a compelling insight. When you associate yourself with an aspiration or desired habit, you elevate your level of motivation. However, the path to motivation isn't always straightforward. If you find yourself lacking drive, other factors may be at play. Let's explore further to untangle these complexities. Part 5. Nourish your brain with the essentials: rest, nutrition, and movement. Even with a compelling purpose and an ignition of drive, there's still a hurdle that can stunt your journey forward: a lack of energy. This energy deficit may stem from malnutrition, improper sleep, or insufficient physical activity. A plethora of ailments, varying from mood disorders like depression to chronic conditions such as heart disease and even Alzheimer's, can stem from sleep deprivation. The message here couldn't be clearer. Do not skimp on restorative sleep. For a brain firing on all cylinders, slumber, nourishment, and exercise are non-negotiable. To empower your brain, make sure you're getting ample sleep, consuming wholesome foods, and integrating regular exercise into your life. While sleep and exercise may seem unrelated at a glance, they actually share a significant connection. Consider the enlightening findings from a study where participants' sleep improved after engaging in a 16-week aerobic exercise program. They gained an average of 75 minutes more sleep per night. Let's dispel any lingering doubts. Exercise is more than a physical tonic. It's a mental rejuvenator, too. Regular physical activity can enlarge the hippocampus, the command center for memory and learning nestled within your brain. With sleep and exercise checked off the list, let's focus on the final pillar: nutrition. Neuroscientist and nutrition expert Dr. Lisa Mosconi outlines 45 essential nutrients for your brain, with a top 10 list that includes avocados, blueberries, broccoli, dark chocolate, eggs, green leafy vegetables, salmon, turmeric, walnuts, and water. Knowing how to sustain these brain-boosting habits is the next hurdle. It all boils down to cultivating new routines. Habit formation is a unique journey that could last anywhere from 18 to 254 days. Start small, and you'll gradually anchor these practices into your daily life. One little change can set the wheel in motion, eventually leading to firmly established habits that support your brain's highest functioning. Part 6. Tap into your peak productivity by embracing flow and the power of incremental progress. Cast your mind back to those moments when you were utterly immersed in a task, be it work or play, so much so that time seemed to vanish. This intense concentration is recognized by psychologists as a flow state. In this zone, we operate seamlessly, faced with challenges that are stimulating yet manageable, and the activity itself provides a sense of satisfaction. What's truly astounding about flow is its impact on our productivity. When we're locked into this state, our efficiency can skyrocket by up to a staggering 500%. How, then, can we harness this state of super productivity? It starts with the elimination of distractions. If your phone lures you into the labyrinth of social media at whim, achieving flow will be but a dream. Studies suggest that an interruption can set you back by 20 minutes before you're fully re-engaged with your task. For flow-friendly conditions, set aside a block of time. At least 90 minutes is good, but 2 hours is the sweet spot, and resist the siren song of multitasking. Research debunks the myth of multitasking, showing it actually dampens our productivity. There are times, however, when flow seems beyond reach, especially when faced with arduous or unexciting tasks. But there's a strategy for these situations too. The art of baby steps. Procrastination, often a response to daunting tasks, can be mentally taxing. The nagging sense of something left undone leads to a cycle of stress, guilt, and even more procrastination. Instead, dial down the daunting nature of a task by starting small. Let's say the thought of crafting an elaborate speech has you bracing for a tidal wave of reluctance. Why not tackle it piecemeal? Simply begin by drafting the opening lines. Often, by initiating action, you may find yourself catching the momentum to do more than anticipated. This incremental approach isn't just about making a start, it's strategically dismantling the barriers to completion, making it increasingly likely that you'll see a task through to its end. Part 7. Maximize your learning efficiency with music, scents, and smart study practices. Have you ever wondered how a melody by Johann Sebastian Bach could possibly enhance your study sessions? It might seem like an unlikely pairing, but there's a symphony of evidence indicating that certain types of music can vastly improve our ability to absorb and retain information. Specifically, Baroque music with a tempo of 50 to 80 beats per minute is known to foster a razor-sharp focus. Let's optimize our learning with some brain-friendly strategies. Fragrances have a powerful link to memory recall. Just as the scent of a familiar dish might transport you to your grandmother's kitchen, intentional aromas can be used as mnemonic devices. Next time you're grappling with exam prep, dab a bit of essential oil on your wrist. When it's time for the test, a whiff of that scent can act as a catalyst, reviving the information you need. Jim Quick also arms us with more tools for mastering material. Embrace the principle of primacy and recency. What's learned at the start and end of a study session sticks better. Structure your study time by placing the most critical content at these junctures. Now, to put primacy and recency into practice, consider the Pomodoro technique. It slices your study into productive 25-minute bursts, interspersed with short 5-minute breaks. Ready, set, timer. But don't let the Pomodoro's timer stop there. Blend it with the concept of active recall. After going through some material, shut your book or pause that video and jot down everything that's fresh in your mind. This immediate review can cement the newly learned concepts more firmly. As you wrap up your study stint, don't rush to close the books just yet. Spaced repetition is your closing act. Revisit your material periodically, say during a morning review and an evening recap. It's this repeating rhythm that makes the lessons linger long in your memory. With these tactics at your disposal, let's dive a little deeper into how you can hone your memory even further. Part 8. Strengthen your mind's eye to boost memory and focus. Just as you would build muscle through regular exercise, your power of concentration can grow through consistent practice. Imagine training it by visualizing the focal point of your attention as a radiant orb of light. When engaged in conversation, let this glowing sphere represent the dialogue. If your mind wanders, guide it gently back to the luminescence of the ball, making everything else fade into obscurity. Such practices are known as visualization techniques, and they can be potent allies in enhancing your focus and memory. Consider the notion of a good or bad memory. It's more precise to view memory as either trained or untrained. So how does one embark on memory training? The secret lies in creating associations between what you need to remember and vivid imagery. Imagine trying to memorize a sequence of words: fire hydrant, balloon, battery, barrel, board, diamond. The typical tactic might include relentless repetition, but this method is like grasping water, slippery and short-lived. Instead, weave a fantastical tale with the words. Picture a fire hydrant floating skyward, buoyed by balloons that batteries are popping, all contained within massive barrels, catapulted by a colossal board, balanced on a giant diamond. Visualizing this absurd narrative creates mental hooks that latch onto memory more effectively. Now, this principle can also be applied when preparing for presentations through the Lochi method. Start by pinpointing 10 core points you wish to cover. Visualize a familiar space or pathway, and assign each talking point to a feature within this landscape. Perhaps a bedroom lamp could symbolize the opening remarks. As you rehearse your speech, mentally traverse the chosen route, using the physical landmarks as cues for your content. With a sharpened and disciplined memory, the doors to mastering new skills and knowledge, from languages to presenting and beyond, swing wide open, paving the way for achieving new heights of expertise. Part 9. Level up your life by mastering the art of reading. For some, picking up a book might feel like a chore. It's easy for reading to fall out of favor, overshadowed by the allure of television or video games. But the connection between proficiency in reading and life success is undeniable. The more adept you are at reading, the brighter your career prospects and the richer your opportunities to flourish. Consider reading as a full-body workout for your brain. It's an exercise that engages a multitude of cognitive processes, bolstering memory and sharpening focus. Turning away from books is, in essence, turning away from learning itself. If reading is so pivotal, how can we improve at it? Believe it or not, the average adult reads at a pace comparable to that of a third grader, hovering around 200 words per minute. This stagnant reading speed often persists because formal reading instruction typically ends by the time we're in the fifth grade. A common speed bump on the road to faster reading is subvocalization, which is the silent articulation of words as you read them. This habit pegs your reading speed to your speaking speed. If you find yourself hampered by subvocalization, there's hope yet. Your mind can race far ahead of your vocal pace. To help break the habit, try counting out loud while reading. Although it's a challenging exercise, it teaches your brain to process words more visually. Subvocalization can also be reduced through the use of a pacer, like your finger, moving steadily down the page as you read. This method works wonders because your eyes instinctively follow movement. Using a pacer can significantly bolster your reading speed. Ultimately, all the tips in the world won't make a difference if you don't dedicate time to practice. Carve out a minimum of 30 minutes each day to immerse yourself in reading. Now that you're equipped to read swiftly, let's tackle the final frontier, refining your cognitive abilities to think clearer and smarter. Part 10. Expand your problem-solving toolkit with creative thinking techniques. The term genius often conjures images of towering intellects like Albert Einstein or innovators like Marie Curie. However, genius doesn't solely inhabit the realm of IQ tests and theoretical physics. It's a word that applies to a spectrum of intelligence types, each valuable in its own right. Consider Venus Williams, a genius in her athleticism and mastery of tennis, showcasing her exceptional bodily kinesthetic intelligence. The essence of problem solving lies in the diversity of our thinking strategies. Harnessing your unique intelligence is the first stride towards sharper, more effective thinking. But there's more in the cognitive arsenal to explore. One method to shake up your problem solving approach is the thinking hat exercise. Envision an array of hats, each a different color representing distinct thinking styles. Donning a red hat asks for emotional perspectives, while the green hat summons creativity. Rotating through these hats allows you to dissect problems through various lenses. Despite the versatility of the thinking hat technique, some challenges mandate an even more radical shift in perspective: exponential thinking. This mindset transcends a sequence of one-off solutions, burrowing instead to the root of an issue. Take Naveen Jain, an innovator recognized by the Albert Einstein Technology Medal. Instead of seeking individual treatments for chronic diseases, Jain probed deeper, pinpointing the gut microbiome's influence on our immune system as a key factor. From this insight, his company Viome emerged, offering personalized dietary recommendations to optimize individual health. While not everyone is out to revolutionize healthcare, adopting this expansive mindset can transform your approach to challenges. By sampling a palette of novel thinking styles, you open up a world of possibilities, paving the way for potentially groundbreaking achievements. Final summary. We've all been guilty of selling ourselves short, letting imaginary ceilings constrain our capabilities. The narrative we often hear is that genius is a birthright, but in truth, it's within everyone's grasp. Your personal journey to success begins not at birth, but with the development of your own unique talents and drive. The compass for this odyssey is your purpose, a North Star that guides your determination and fuels your ambition. With purpose as your motivator, you're tasked with selecting from an array of potent habits and strategies that will fine-tune your focus, memory, reading speed, and problem-solving skills. Whether through the rhythms of Baroque music that augment concentration, the use of scents that boost memory recall, or embracing cutting-edge thinking techniques to unravel complex problems, these tools will catapult your learning capabilities from finite to limitless. With dedication and the right approach, there's no ceiling on what you can attain. Embrace your potential and embark on a transformative journey of lifelong learning and unparalleled achievement. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.